John Kerry arrived at the New York City townhouse, which under diplomatic protocol is considered Iranian territory. The U.S. and Iran broke diplomatic relations in 1979, and the two nations have only recently begun engaging over Tehran's nuclear program. A framework agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program was reached April 2nd in Switzerland between the six major powers and Iran. The parties hope to reach a final deal by June 30th. The two diplomats are in New York for the annual review conference of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In his address to the UN meeting, Secretary Kerry was upbeat on the progress of the Iranian nuclear talks.
I want you to know the hard work is far from over, and some key issues remain unresolved. But we are, in fact, closer than ever to the good, comprehensive deal that we have been seeking. And if we can get there, the entire world will be safer.
Speaking on behalf of the 120 nations that form the Non-Aligned Movement and which Iran currently chairs, Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said states have an inalienable right to develop nuclear fuel.
Accordingly, the choices and decisions of each state party in the field of peaceful uses of nuclear energy should be fully respected.
Secretary Kerry told reporters he would also raise the conflict in Yemen with Minister Zarif because of Iranian support to the rebel Houthis.
I'm confident that Yemen will be mentioned, certainly, because Iran is obviously a supportive party to the Houthis.
The private meeting at the Iranian residence, which overlooks New York Central Park, lasted about 1 hour. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.